the quote that we're talking about, and even some of these adjacent surrounding quotes that we've brought in into the mix, have a lot to do with love. That unbecoming that he talks about, and as you mentioned, unbecoming, as Jung says in there, and as Pema Chodron says, it's like she calls it annihilation. It's continual annihilation. And that's a scary word, right? And to the ego, it's like, yeah, these annihilations or these threats of its annihilation are very scary. These things that we're heavily caught up in, you know, that we are these ideas of our identity and who we are and what we should have and should want and all of that stuff. That's, you know, that's all wrapped up in that ego package. And when that's threatened, it can feel very awful, and it can feel like dying, right? It's not just a happy-go-lucky experience that a person goes through. However, what these quotes are all pointing towards is that through that thing, on the other side of that thing, there is something greater. There is something much better. If you can move through that very real fear and dread and all of these things that the ego throws out there to protect itself, guilt as well is a big one, guilt and shame, there's the real you. There's that person that you were supposed to be in the first place.